Amen. Let's go to the word of the Lord. And I know our time is a precious commodity that we can't get back. But there's something special about God. When God is in the midst, anything is possible. Amen. Proverbs 14, the Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. Psalm 143 verse 10 says, this is the psalmist praying to God, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. May somebody say good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Hallelujah. Just two more scriptures before we are seated. Romans chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 16 through 17. The Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone. Somebody say everyone. Somebody said, that's me. Who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Turn to your neighbor, say, I bless you in the name of Jesus, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Romans 1, picking off our where we just left off at in verse 17. Verse 18 tells us, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in God's creation, in the people. For God has showed it to them. This was not a secret thing. God visibly manifested to all of his creation. For verse 20 it says, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible men and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. In verse 20 it says, for this reason God gave them up to vile, wicked, evil passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burn in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil mindedness. They are whisperers, or they are gossipers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Somebody got to say, help us, God. I don't want to be in that list. I don't want to have that mindset. I don't want to have that position of heart against God, the Creator, who is a blessing God. Amen. Who is a awesome God, who is a good God. And there are some things that we have to know about God himself. So if you and I want to know what God makes angry, what brings his wrath, Romans chapter 1 provides a really good summary of that. We can take a look at what the Word of God says, what God has pointed out that he doesn't like, that what he doesn't appreciate, what he thinks that is a travesty, something that would diminish and demise his prized creation, that's what brings his wrath on it. Amen. And another thing that we can understand about God in his nature is that he is not controlling, meaning he would never force himself on anyone. So there are things that God stands for and will not change his position on this matter. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. The Bible records God speaking in Isaiah 45. Starting at verse 18, the Bible says, thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God. This is God self-declaring himself. He said, listen, I formed the earth and made it. I am the one who established it. I did not create it in vain. I formed it to be inhabited. So when God created the heavens and the earth, he had you and myself in mind. He never desired to be there to be destruction. He never desired there to be sickness. He never desired for there to be hopelessness. He never desired there to be brokenness. Amen. And the Bible says, he continues on. He said, I am the Lord and there is no other. Thank you, Lord, for that truth. I have not spoken in secret in the dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. Now catch this, church. The Bible says that God spoke these words. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. So anytime that we need a dictionary, a definition of what is right, we go to him. We go to him because he said, I speak what is right. I speak righteousness. So if you need righteousness, let's go to God. Because your friends, your parents, your grandparents, your culture, your traditions are not the source or the genesis of what is right. Jesus said, I am the source of righteousness. I am the truth. Hallelujah. I am right. This is not him competing with another entity or competing with another reality. He says, I spoke reality into existence. I spoke it and I established it and I created it to be inhabited. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's a good God. He's a righteous God. Hallelujah. That's right. When with God, we can echo what he says. We can echo what he does. We can mimic. We can copy. Why is that? Because God, he leaves, he prepares steps. Steps for his creation to follow. Steps for his creation to flow in. Steps that he wants us to be able to trace. So today we are preaching about tracing the steps of God. Tracing the steps of God. God said, listen, I am not far away. But if you will pursue me with all your heart, I will make myself known to you. I will make myself visible to you. I will come to you and I will make my abode with you and you will make your abode with him. He is a personable God. He is an inviting God. Again, he will not force himself onto you, but he will hover over you like he did in Genesis 1. The Bible says that the Spirit of God hovered over the deepness of the dark. And in that time, there was a bunch of void and confusion. There was a scatterness. But God said, I will hover over them. And he said, let there be light. Praise God. He was bringing order into a mess. He was bringing rhythm into something that was broken and out of time and sequence, praise God. So when God speaks, he speaks what is right. And what is right in the eyes of God, it is let there be light. God wants his people to be in light. God wants his people to be the people of the light. Hallelujah. We need the light of God. It's not the will of God that any should dwell in darkness. John chapter 8 says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but you shall have the light of life if we walk with God. We are talking about tracing the steps of God. We are talking about the true light. When you see the true light, that is the steps of God that he wants us to walk in. Praise God. The psalmist said in Psalm 100, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. I can tell you right now, emphatically, I am not a self-made man. There was no self-help books. There was no amount of mentors or teachers or philosophies or education. Who I am is by the grace of God. The Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. So when the grace of God comes to you, when it comes to me, it is the power of God that brings about transformation. It brings about a new mind, a new thinking, a new belief system, a new hope. Hallelujah. Come on. This is a new year. This is a new way. This is the new way of doing life with Jesus. We're not talking about a new doctrine. No. Just look back 10 years ago. Look all that what God has brought us through individually and collectively, and you are still here right now. You are still here in your right mind. You are still here clothed with the love of God, with the grace of God, with the mercy of God, with the truth of God. Come on, shout out to God. With a voice of triumph, give God the glory, give God the praise. Look at all the hell you've been through. Look at all the high waters the God of gods has walked you through. Hallelujah. He poroko satamabayaka. This is how we trace the steps of God. Look what he has done in your life. He's brought you to his presence. He has hovered over you in his spirit. And when he saw that your heart was open, he came into you, filling with you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in another language, as the power of God gave you the ability. Praise God. The Lord is good. The Lord is good, the psalmist said. and his mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. James chapter 1 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can see the goodness of God when we trace his steps. The steps of God, they are laced with goodness. They are laced with provision. They are laced with wisdom. Hallelujah. They are laced with love. They are laced with peace and joy. Hallelujah. Oh, when you walk with God, everything that's associated with God is yours. It is not for the taking of another, but whom God says that for you to have, that is for you to have. If God wants you to have steps of joy, then joy is yours. If God wants you to have steps of peace, then peace is yours. Who is the devil? Who is that devil that says you can't have it any other way? The devil is a liar right now. What God says is true, because God, he speaks righteousness. He speaks what is right. He speaks what is right. Come on. I'm not mad with anybody. I'm mad at the lies of the enemy that I have allowed to enter into my mind, into my soul, into my family, saying that you are stuck, that you can't go anywhere. The devil is a liar. When the Lord of righteousness, when he comes on the scene, praise God, he says you are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail. Come on, this is the righteousness of God. This is the Lord who speak what is right. When he says for you there are liberty, you will have liberty, because liberty is right in the eyes of God. Come on, there's freedom in this house right now. There's freedom in this house right now. Who's ready to break forth? Who's ready to break forth right now in the righteousness of God? Come on, we got a mid-side faith with the righteousness of God. Come on, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the voice of God. Who hears God speaking today? Hallelujah. 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 The Bible tells us, how can two walk together except they agree? Whomever you join yourself with, that's going to be the nature, the characteristics, that's going to be whatever is associated with that thing you are joined with. And I'm so thankful when God spoke to me, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not. Cling not unto those things. You got to let it go. Got to let go of those unclean things. You got to let go of 2025. You got to let go of your faults and your failures right now. You got to let go of the fear. You got to let it go. Let it go. That doesn't make your identity. That doesn't make who you are in God. When God speaks, he speaks in righteousness. He doesn't speak from your failure. He doesn't speak from your sins. He doesn't speak. He speaks according to what he knows. He speaks according to what he sees. He speaks according to his power. Who is he that condemns? It is God who justifies. My God. If we are still here, it's because God has been ordering our steps. As long as we have breath, there is still hope. There's no hope in the grave. There's no hope in death. Because when we're dead, that's it. And then judgment. And you pray, better pray to God that your life was in alignment with the word of God. And if it's not, today is your day. Because listen, this good God, he wants to order our steps. The Bible says it's not the will of God that any should perish. So listen, God doesn't want anybody to die. And listen, death comes in many forms. Not just the absence of life. What about death to your peace? Death to your joy? Come on, death in your home. Death in your finances. Come on, death in your friendship. Death comes in many forms. It's not the will of God that any should perish. But he calls all to repentance. He wants us to be in alignment with him. Because Jesus said that the enemy has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So whenever we see those elements in our life, that is a telltale sign that we are not walking in the steps of God. Because the steps of God, what did Jesus say? But I have come to give you life, and that more abundantly. So God doesn't just want to heal you and to equalize things. He wants to give you abundance. Come on. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He is an abundant God. Listen. God ain't scared of none of us. And he ain't scared of giving. Jesus said, it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All the other times in scripture, whenever you see another king talking about he is willing to give, those kings are stingy. He said, I would give up half of my kingdom. But we see Jesus, who is the King of Kings, he said, I would give you all my kingdom. I mean, what a deal. What a deal. Like, praise God, sign me up, Lord. Sign me up. So if we are seeing the steps of God, right, and how we can trace it all the way from the beginning, when God created, he spoke, he created, it came to pass. Then we see him walking with his friend Abraham. And we see him calling Moses out of his hiding. Moses out of his hiding. And we see the steps of God walking up to Calvary, carrying a cross. Wow. The steps of God. Oh, so merciful, so kind, willing to be our substitute. He said, I don't want my people to die and forever be in their sins. I will come in their place. He came humble. In the fullness of time, he came through a virgin. In the fullness of time, he said, I'm going to order my people's steps. But to whomsoever will. See, the steps of God is to whomsoever will. This is a free will choice. This is what God lays out in his goodness. What the Lord told the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy. He said, listen, today I lay before you life and good. Or evil and death. But God said, I want you to choose life. I want you to choose goodness. God's wants. It's not making you or I, but he's trying to create a case for you and I. It's like, hey, God of the universe, the creator God, God that sees all, knows all, is all powerful. He's laying before you, hey, these are the steps that I want you to walk in. And this is not a message just for those who are in the church and those who are sinning, who are straddling on both sides of the fence, so to speak. But this is for every one of us. Because if we're not careful, we can start out in the steps of God and that we can veer off into our own steps. or steps of another, that is not God. And then, you know, we start hitting detours and we start hitting things that, you know, God didn't want us to hit. But he uses that in his mercy to give us a wake-up call. And I'm thankful for that. You know, that car crash. Thank you, Lord. I made it through it. That's a wake-up call. Going to prison. Thank you, Lord, for that wake-up call. You know, overdosing on drugs and surviving to tell the tale. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, those unhealthy relationships and you're still here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wake-up call. Amen. Because when God appears to be silent, it's not him abandoning you. There are some things he wants us to learn along the way. And trust me, he is a good God. As we trace the steps of God, we also can trace the origins of destruction and death. Because it is a good question to ask, like, why is there evil? Why is there misery and suffering sometimes? You know, why is it that I take one step forward, you know, I'm not back two steps? Like, what is going on? Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but his end is the way of death. So again, who is the righteous one? Is it me or is it God? Even after being born again, who is right? Is it me or is it God? Proverbs 14:2 says, he who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways, what does that word say? That's a strong word. That's a very strong word. So either I'm loving God or I am despising him. There's no combination of both. There's only one or the other. And to know all that God has been through, all that he is willing to do, the distance that he has traveled. Y'all, Calvary is a distance that no man could have ever traveled on their own. But only Jesus. Only Jesus. And if he says that he is right, that's good enough for me. That means I'm going to have to put my pride, my opinions, what I thought was right, I need to lay it down. And I need to pick up what God said is right. I need to pick up what he says is true. And I want his reality. I don't want an alternate reality. I don't want a virtual reality. I don't want a Josh reality where I am God and God is dead in my eyes. I don't want that. I don't need that. I've been there. I've done that. I can tell you the tales. It is miserable. It is terrible. It is so full of hopelessness and it's cold and it's fearful and torment. There are times where it's nighttime, you wish to wake up. And there's times when it's daytime, you wish to go to sleep. There's no peace. There's no joy in that life, in that reality, absent of God. That's not the will of God for anybody. Tracing the steps of a good God. James 1 tells us, blessed is the man who endures temptation. What temptation? Temptation to leave God. A temptation to refuse him to be your God. To be your Savior. To be the one who justifies you. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil. Nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires. We have to be careful for those steps of our desires. Because they will lead us away from God. So when those desires have been conceived, it gives birth to what? It gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth what? Death. And what does verse 16 tells us? Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. We can be loved by God and still be deceived. Just because God loves you doesn't make me right in his eyes. Doesn't make you right in his eyes. Whenever we are forging our own steps, we're forging our own way, we are inviting sin and death into our pathway. And Paul told us in Romans 3, the wages of sin is death. The book of Ezekiel says, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. Not maybe, not if, but they will. Sin is a very important subject in the eyes of God. Because the word of God tells us that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if I am still in my own sins or in my own way, in my own stubbornness, in my own justification, it's not going to be God that keeps me out of heaven. It's going to be myself and my decision and the sins that I wanted to be joined with. That's not the will of God for anybody to be in that type of life. Because trust, if you feel any sense of joy, peace, in that state of sin, know that it is synthetic. It is fake. It is a placebo. It is messing with your emotions. It's messing with your hormones. It's messing with the circuitry of your brain, deceiving you. But I'm thankful, because just like in the time of Moses, 40 years walking in darkness, and then one day, he sees a bush on fire. He sees a light where he shouldn't see any night at all. See, God is able to come into the middle of your darkness and start a fire in your heart, in your mind, and starts to change things around. So you don't give up on God. Don't give up on his goodness. Amen. Because Jeremiah says, oh Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Psalms 37 says, the steps of a good man, they are ordered by who? By who? That's right. And he delights in his way. Though he may fall, though he may stumble, he will not be utterly cast down, for it is the Lord who upholds you with his hand. Hallelujah. Oh, let's stand in the house of God right now. It is God's goodness that leads you to his righteousness. It is God's goodness that leads you to his peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. See, the steps of God, they are laced with salvation. They are laced with truth. They are laced with a loosing power. In the book of Luke, the Lord God, he saw this woman who was bound by Satan with a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was hunched down. She couldn't see the sun if she was standing up. She was bowed over, crippled. And Jesus said, call her to me. The Lord ordered her steps to himself. And the next thing the Lord spoke, woman, you are loose. And immediately she stood straight up, praising God. You see what happens when God orders your steps? He ordered your steps to liberty. He ordered your steps to salvation. He ordered your steps for healing. He ordered your steps for restoration. Hallelujah. You can trust God because he is good. And he speaks things that are right. Hallelujah. This morning is very simple. Let God order your steps to according to his truth, according to his righteousness, and all that you need from him. Come on, there's needs represented in this house. Spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, whatever it is. Let him order your steps. It might be uncomfortable. But when you take those steps of faith, somebody asked Jesus, what works must I do to inherit salvation, eternity, and the kingdom of God? What was Jesus' response? He said, the works of God is to believe on him on whom he has sent. Jesus is the one that was sent to you and I. Hear ye him, the Bible says. Hear the voice of Jesus. Somebody might say, I don't have faith right now. That's okay. Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. You can say, I feel discouraged. Yeah, I've been there. Yes. But know this. Our God, he can restore your hope. Let him order your steps. You can say, man, I feel like I'm stuck in the prison. Okay, that's fine. After Christ died, on the third day, he rose again. By the spirit of resurrection and power, he is able to unlock prison doors. It doesn't matter what type of prison it is. Whether it's a prison in your emotions, a prison in your mind, or whether it's a physical prison. He will break you free if you allow him to. If you allow him to order your steps this morning. If you need salvation. If you need forgiveness of sins. Because listen, if you haven't repented of your sin, if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, these are God's ingredient of you becoming a new creation in God. If you haven't experienced that, you are in bondage. You are in prison. Let God order your steps through the gospel of Jesus Christ this morning. All you have to do is agree with him and say, God, I want you. I don't want my old life. I don't want my old master. I don't want the old way of living. I am done with it. Come on, it's time to be sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of those things that will contribute to your life in God. It is yours. So that way nobody feels called out. I want to invite everyone to the front. I want to invite everyone to the front. Because God doesn't want anybody to be bound in trauma. He doesn't want anybody to be bound in pain. He doesn't want anybody to be bound in discouragement. He definitely doesn't want you and I to be bound in sins. He doesn't want anybody to be bound. But he desires everyone to have life and liberty in the spirit of Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, this I feel it. There's some of us that feel confused. Some of us that hasn't had a good night's sleep in a while. Some of us that hasn't had peace in a while. Come on, let God order your steps right now. Let God order your steps. Come on, cry out to God. Confess that he is your father. And we are the clay. That he is the potter. And all we are the work of his hand. Allow God to fashion you. Allow God to work in you right now. Come on, God wants to heal this morning. He wants to restore his people. He wants to fill his people with his love. Hallelujah.